Lent is a journey of 6 weeks, from Ash Wednesday to Holy Week, and then Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and the Great Feast of Easter. Originally, Lent was established for those who were preparing for baptism. Catechumens were to spend 40 days and 40 nights in prayer and fasting, readying for the night when they would be baptized in Christ Jesus. In time, Lent was broadened to include those who were already baptized, to welcome it as a time of renewal, a time of recommitment, a time to re-look at who we are and whose we are. And this Lent time is a gift from God to examine our lives in light of the one who we're supposed to follow and who we are called to imitate. The first Sunday of Lent always begins with the accounts of Jesus being tempted by the devil in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Remember, Jesus was like us in everything but sin. And just as we are tempted, he was tempted too. The temptations that the devil flung at Jesus weren't just challenges to do something he wasn't supposed to do. They were challenges tempting Jesus to be someone he was not called to be. And interestingly, the ultimate temptations in life are not those that push us to do things we're not supposed to do, but not to be the person you and I are called to be. So the devil wasn't tempting Jesus to take the edge off his hunger by turning his stones into bread. He was tempting the Son of God to replace his relationship to God with fast food because he was hungry. The devil wasn't tempting Jesus to jump off the temple roof. He was tempting God's Son to demand God to act based on the Son's desires and needs. And the devil wasn't tempting Jesus with power and prestige offered by the kings of the world. He was tempting the Son of God to intentionally orphan himself from his Father and go solo without the Father. 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus had been alone with the Spirit who had led him there. And for those 40 days and 40 nights, he had been in communion with the Father in ways that you and I cannot imagine. After those 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus may have been famished, but surprisingly, his spirit was strong. After the time he spent in communion with the Father, Jesus was more truly himself than he had ever been before. The temptation, friends, to be less than we are, to be less than what God has made you and me to be other than what we were born to be, are the greatest temptations that underlie all other temptations in life. And the good news is that beyond those temptations, God is calling you and me to seek who we are. God has called us to be his beloved, to be his daughters and sons, to be a people redeemed, a people redreamed, a people recreated, a people reborn. Just as 14 among us will be baptized at Easter, become that new person, the opportunity is for us who have already been baptized to reclaim our inheritance, our privilege, to be called the daughters and sons of God. During this Lent, instead of giving up something like pop or chocolate or ice in our beverage, what if we were to take on to something more, something that is more light-giving and life-giving? What if we were to take on the identity of Christ? What if we were to ask him to help us to let his words become our words, to let his thoughts become our thoughts, to let his eyes become our vision, to let our feet be about the Lord's business? What if we, instead of criticizing others, we take on the gift of blessing others? What if you and I were to resolve that to every person we encounter this Lent, we would find some way to bless them? Maybe with a smile, a compliment, a word of encouragement, an acknowledgement of another living person before our face. And what if you and I were to take on the mission of blessing certain people ignored by others, written off by society as don't even look further? So my prayer that for each of us this Lenten journey, the year of the Jubilee, the year of hope, hope which stands for hope, another person each day, would become our opportunity to let the light shine. And truly on Easter morn, the Lord is brighter than ever in us, because not we who live, but he who lives in us.